If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, let's start the scams and spams of the week with the fact that this is the busy month for moving, and that means the scammers are on the move too, aren't they?
That's right, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, as October is one of the two busiest months of the year, we want consumers to be wary of. There are great movers out there, but unfortunately there's some scammers and bad businesses that take advantage of consumers, and before you know it, they catch you off guard, and they steal your money, identity, or possessions in a flash. So it's important to remember, be careful of those very low prices, Bob. Those too-good-to-be-true prices, and if there's poor grammar on the website and it doesn't look like an actual company's website and it doesn't have a physical address. And be careful of those movers that move up in unmarked or rental trucks instead of the clearly marked company-owned trucks, because you want to make certain that they are properly licensed and part of that moving company. And they'll try to get your trust and persuade you to sign things that you don't want to have on that contract. So you got to review those contracts clearly, Bob, make sure everything's covered for you.
Yeah, if your mover pulls up in an old army tank or something, beware. The free COVID test kits are back. Have you gotten reports of any scams involving those?
Yes, we have, Bob, at the Better Business Bureau Scam Check. We're already seeing those. As you know, starting September 25th, you can order 4 free test kits per household. And we want consumers only to go to covidtest.gov. Again, covidtest.gov. That's the only website that is endorsed by the Federal Trade Commission to get your free COVID test. Other sites are asking you for information that you have to pay for it. They need your credit card number, Bob, and they got to verify your expiration date and things of that nature. So anybody asking for more information to obtain COVID test is the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, on those.
Also, this month, minimum payments are resuming on student loans, and how are the con artists trying to trick us here, Steve?
Well, never ends, Bob. As you know, they're going after these now. You got to start paying the October the loans back. The minimum payments are resuming. Therefore, the companies are out there saying they could promise to reduce the debt, or lower the payments through enrollment in a student loan forgiveness program, or they can wipe it away completely. And those are really all false promises to apply monthly payments to a different loan in some way. So you could really have to be careful who you're dealing with. Check out the company itself and make sure that these collectors who are calling you are actually with the company or where you took the loan out from. They can be calling from another source or trying to get you to sign up for another loan to put everything together, consolidate it. A lot of empty promises, Bob, on those, and especially if you have student loans, be careful. Anybody saying they can erase debt from you or completely help you in some way, be very careful.
And finally, what's this social media discount code shopping scam that's going around?
Yeah, the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker received multiple reports of online shopping scam involving using the name TikTok, and obviously it's not TikTok, but they're saying I'm a disgruntled employee, Bob, and I'm supposedly seeking revenge on my employer. Here's, you can click on this link, and you can get high-end jewelry at a steep discount, and sometimes even free. So obviously, Bob, they'd be thinking that you're going to get a great deal on jewelry, and we're seeing reports that this jewelry is fake, and some of the sites are asking for information, are asking for your credit card to pay shipping. So if you get these too-good-to-be-true offers saying that somebody's quit their job at a jewelry store and they want to get back at their boss and it's on TikTok, it's the tip-off to drip-off, Bob.
Buyer beware, as always. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you.